My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 982.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 24th day of August. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. This is our last Saturday show for a while. College football comes on in here and all the shows that go along with college football, but we will be with you on Sundays. Like tomorrow, we're going to be out at the out of Chateau Alain for the Jim Ellis Golf Tournament.
We were there last year.
Had big time out there and looking forward to being out there again. And as we move in to bring Max on here, I mean Miles, I'm looking at our buddy Max, the old producer. He was going to reach out about a fight thing. Happy birthday to Cal Ripken Jr.
Oh, man.
Cal Ripken Jr. Happy birthday to him. Happy 51st birthday, Dave Chappelle.
Wow.
That's right. And I'm not even done. But we got to bring Miles on here. So we're going to welcome Miles Garrett, Fox 5. He is, you guys out there, you know, giving each other the secret Falcons handshake out there at training camp. You seen him out there lately?
Seen him out there.
All right.
He's getting it done.
Miles is wearing multiple hats, but we're going to have him talk Falcons right now. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Well, we're doing fine. And before Sam and I get in here with the sports questions, I have to ask you, because now you've let the cat out of the bag, you went through the motions, and you are signed. So when you come on here now, I'm going to ask you, how many auditions did you have last week?
None yet. We're still working on it, but nothing yet.
All right. he's signed, Sam. He's signed. He got himself an agent.
All right.
But, you know, it is slow, and so just want to see if he had any auditions this past week. All right, buddy. What the takeaways from the preseason, not just the Jacksonville game, but overall as we head into the beginning of the season for you?
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and didn't get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The elephant in the room is just the fact that no starters or even some notable backups didn't play. We didn't even see Michael Penix Jr. So, I mean, outside of the one drive in Miami, but I think that was really the biggest takeaway, was we didn't see the quarterback who, you know, is ideally the successor to Kirk Cousins. And I don't know necessarily what that message was, because specifically I think we're talking about Michael Penix Jr. here, because I think the other backups for the most part all played, but he was really the only one that didn't. So I was kind of curious what that necessarily meant. Like, does that mean we're going to see more of Michael Penix Jr. this year? Was his health more important than some of the other backups? So a lot of questions there. And, you know, we saw this last year, right? The Falcons starters didn't really play with the exception of one drive. And we all kind of saw how that turned out. A lot of these guys kind of needed some reps. Kirk Cousins himself has been very adamant about saying, hey, you know, I kind of need those game reps to get back into the swing of things. So, you know, obviously Raheem Morris trying to look out for the health of his team. I think he may have got a little spooked down there in Miami when you have three season-ending injuries right off the bat. So I think that was why, but we'll certainly see. The preseason's over now, so nothing left but game time.
You say nothing left but game time. And with that being said, I mean, last night was the last opportunity for some guys to show they want to be a part of this team. Score doesn't make a lot of difference to me anyway, but some things you watch for. Who, did anybody jump off the page to you, you know, lining up, giving the coaches something to think about?
Yeah, and I think this started for me up in Baltimore, but Natron Brooks has made a heck of an argument to make this team from the cornerback position, was making tackles left and right, specifically in Baltimore, but was making plays yesterday as well. You know, there's going to be some good – I mean, this is a good problem to have, right? You want to have good depth, but that was a big concern for this team. I would say the biggest concern right now is the depth right now at cornerback, because right now you have A.J. Terrell. You don't really know what you've got in Mike Hughes. Clark Phillips creating a strong argument to be your number one. But outside of that, you know, what do you have? You have Kevin King coming back after years of not being in the league, Anthony Johnson Jr., and then Natron Brooks. So for that guy to have a really strong preseason like he's had, I guess gives you a little bit more solace in knowing that you do have some good depth pieces should some of these guys go down.
Sam McGrath Sports. I'm sorry. There's a commercial out of Baywatch, and they're showing it, and Sam throws his hands up like somebody just kicked a field goal, and they're showing Pamela Anderson and Carmen Electra and all of them in their bathing suits.
You have to put your hands up when you see
Pamela. Yeah, he just all of a sudden lost focus. Anyway, and so would I, come to think about it. We can speculate on what's going to happen offensively. We can speculate and name the players on what we should see defensively. But the one thing that we do know is there was a bad taste in our mouths left by the special teams. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
I do think it's leaving some getting used to for this team. I think we saw that the first few weeks, and again, we saw it yesterday as well. And obviously, as far as the new kickoff rule is concerned and how that works, but outside of that, Younghoe Koo, you know, it's hard, right? Because it's like you said, it's all speculation. You know, you don't really know until the games actually start counting. But for the most part in his career, and I'd really say all of his career, he has been basically automatic. So I think there were some things left to be desired last year. Specifically, he wasn't as automatic as he usually is, but he was automatic when he needed to be. So I'm going to chalk it up for that. I think he's earned the benefit of the doubt for the time being when it comes to making field goals. I think you've got a really good punter in Bradley Pinion, and you know, you've got some pretty good kick returners as well. So for the most part, I think the special teams thing will have to be another wait and see. But I think they've earned the benefit of the doubt to fans, at least, to know that, okay, you know, maybe it's just some early preseason hiccups.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Myles Garrett. And he is social. You can always find him at Myles Garrett TV, at Myles Garrett TV. I mean, what do you think we're going to see with this kick return once we get to the regular season? Because I was telling Greg earlier, Myles, I think some of these special teams coaches have cooked up some stuff. And they weren't going to show it during the preseason. You know, and so it's been pretty – that's been vanilla just like everything else, right? But I think some of these special team coaches have found – going to really tweak with it, and we're going to see some stuff once the regular season gets here.
Yeah, and I feel like you have the creative ability to do so, you know, just the way it's organized back there. And I'm pretty excited just because of who the Falcons have. You know, they have some pretty good options there to return these kicks, whether that's Ray McLeod, Avery Williams, you know, Mike Hughes even. I think I saw Bijan Robinson back there in practice one day. Do I think they're going to use him? Probably not.
But no!
It's still a pretty exciting thought, you know, seeing how creative they could possibly get with a playmaker back there.
Is Bijan Robinson a Pro Bowler this year? He stays healthy?
Oh, boy. If he's used properly. And
that's why I'm saying.
Like they envision him. They keep saying they want to use him like Christian McCaffrey and have him all over the field, then absolutely, yes. I mean, there's a reason why he's a top five guy fantasy-wise for a lot of folks around the country right now, because they're expecting heavy usage out of number seven. So I think that'll be a big factor as to whether or not he'll be better. Again, it's hard to tell because we didn't see preseason action. We don't really know how they're going to use him in game action, but I would say yes. I think this offense, specifically him, is designed to have a really strong year.
He got a lot of stuff going on around. You all right there, Myles? You're skydiving or something.
Got some responsibilities out here. Apologize for that.
You got to do that. That's all right. He's handling some business right now. Well, also, you with Bulldogs final. You know, next week we'll get to see, you know, Georgia at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Clemson. And a lot of people may say, well, Clemson's having their problems, whatnot. To me, that's still a big deal. It's still a big game for Georgia. What have you been able to decipher from the things you've seen and heard out of Athens leading into the season opener?
Well, I mean, here we go with when it comes to the Georgia. I mean, it's a team that hasn't lost a lot of firepower from your impact positions. Now, obviously, you lose arguably the greatest tight end of our time in Brock Bowers, but you have really, really good options there in the offense, at least, to replace him. I mean, this whole offensive line is going to be going to the NFL. Carson Beck will probably be a top five pick. You get Trevor Etienne back there at running back. Roderick Robinson's no joke. And also the transfers and new additions, too. I mean, you get Ben Jurecek as well. And, you know, getting a guy like London Humphreys, Colby Young, Dylan Bell coming back. I mean, it's really strong from an offensive firepower standpoint. And defensively, you know, you talk about NFL talent. It's all right there. Mikel Williams, Stackhouse, Brinson, C.J. Allen, Smile Munden, Malachi Starks. I mean, you can go on and on and on. And then you add one of the best playmakers in all of high school, flipping him last second, K.J. Bolden. So from a standpoint, X's and O's, looking at the depth chart and looking at the roster, right now this is without a doubt, in my opinion, the number one team in the country. And I think Kirby Smart has earned the right to have that title right now, especially with Nick Saban and Jim Harbaugh gone. So right now going up against Dabo Sweeney and the doubt that he has created with this whole new era of college football and the transfer portal and NIL, kind of him taking a back seat to a lot of that, I see no reason why Georgia shouldn't win this game by two touchdowns, in my opinion.
You know, Sam, you got people in Tuscaloosa ready to walk into traffic as they wake up this morning. They look on TV and St. Nick is talking ACC football and who's going to come out. He's over there in Ireland and he's talking about everything other than Alabama and the SEC. But Myles, I'll tell you what, Myles Garrett, Fox 5, we're going to make you talk about it real quick. You mentioned Georgia. Who's going to give them headaches? Who's going to keep Kirby up at night?
Yeah, we thought Tennessee, but they've lost two running backs in the preseason practice.
It's a lot of on-paper talk right now since we haven't seen anything yet, but my early choice right now is going to have to be Texas. I mean, you have talk about another team that has just, you know, on paper, these guys, the talent to stand neck and neck with a team like Georgia, Alabama, you know, the Ohio States of the world. It's going to be at Texas. So that's going to create a very, very tough environment in mid-October. So, you know, Sarkisian hasn't necessarily proved that he can sustain it yet. He can prove that he can recruit very well, which is big, especially this past offseason. But he's got to put it all together. And this is going to be a, I don't want to call it a make-or-break year for Sark, but he's got to show it this year. He's got to get them to that upper echelon and show that they are actually a true national title contender. On paper, I would say they are a threat to Georgia right now just because of the location being in Texas mid-season like that and the talent that they have right now.
Boys, give me the name of the guy who had success the year after following the man. Who stepped in? Because you don't want to follow the man. The board's got to deal with that this year. I'm trying to think, what coach stepped in? And don't give me what's-his-face, Barry Switzer. That don't count. That don't count. He was just basically, you know, a puppet that year. But I can only think of one person. And you might say he might fall into the same category.
George Seifert?
There you go. Yeah. It was George Seifert.
There you go.
It don't happen that often. And look where we got to go.
Yeah. Yep. That's a rarity. It's a rarity. It really is. But that's what we look to see what happens. Miles, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. We'll see what happens with these Falcons as they get set for their season opener and with the Dogs getting started next Saturday.
And Miles is going to join us though while we're over on, you know, that weekend, next weekend.
Okay.
You know, we're on Sunday and Monday of next weekend.
Yes.
We haven't decided what day we're going to use him, but he's going to join us, he said.
Outstanding.
Hey, that nice?
That's great.
We're going to let you get
love
back.
Love spending the weekend with you guys.
We're going to let you get back to what it is that you're tending to.
Yeah.
And enjoy the rest of your Saturday, man.
Thanks, Miles.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy it.
All right, buddy. We got to get you booked too soon. All right. That's Miles Garrett, Fox 5.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.